This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast, which means it's a podcast about your reigning, defending, undisputed Stanley Cup champions of the world, the Washington Capitals. And they are going to continue to defend the Stanley Cup as the playoffs begin in 1 week. And luckily enough, last week, the Capitals clinched a spot in those Stanley Cup playoffs. So,
yeah.
Joining me as always, talk all about it, Coach Dan, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Why did you just go Canadian?
I just went a little Canadian. It's playoff time. It's going for the cup. You gotta go a little Canadian when that happens. Hey.
You know, I guess. I mean, it doesn't make sense, but I guess.
I mean, I guess you don't have to go Canadian since, you know, Team USA, at least the women's team, has won so many consecutive world championships and the gold medal. You can just be an American and enjoy a good hockey game, right?
I suppose.
Just trying to talk some trash to our buddy Ryan Drury up in Canada who's listening.
Suck it, Ryan!
But anyway, let's get right into it. The Capitals, they clinched a Stanley Cup playoff spot. It was just a matter of time. And they did it against the Carolina Hurricanes. And potentially, I mean, it's kind of flip-flopped a couple times this past week. But as we sit right now, that would be their first round opponent, Columbus. And Carolina have kind of swapped spaces a few times this past week, but pretty sweet to see that win against Carolina, the potential first team the Caps would have to take out. But the Caps clinching, we all thought it was going to happen. Luckily, it did. And right now, the prize they're going with two games left is to win the Metro. So what's your thought on this? I mean, the fact that the Caps are in the playoffs again, I don't think you're surprised. I'm not surprised, but still a good feeling to know that they clinched it with a couple games still to go, right?
Yeah, it's always nice to clinch early. The concern is always, are they going to then sort of not pack it in, but you're not going to play quite as hard going forward. And so you kind of always have that in the back of your mind, I guess, as in terms of how this team is going to react. But I think they reacted really well. They had a very good game against Tampa Bay. They had that win over an upstart Carolina team. The Florida game was pretty ugly, but I guess these things kind of happen. Did I hear correctly that they are 0-4 against Florida this year?
Really?
I think that's what I heard. Well, I'm glad they're not making the playoffs. So we'll see. But yeah, with two games to go, they're sitting pretty good right now. And I believe if they win on Thursday, that being tomorrow, since we're recording on Wednesday, they will then clinch the division. So they've clinched home ice advantage with Pittsburgh's loss to Detroit. They will clinch the division. They will win the stupidly named Metropolitan Division with a win on Thursday.
Now, if they don't win on Thursday,
well, then all is lost.
Their last game is against the Islanders. And
that's if the Islanders win. So not that game, but if the Islanders have to win out to win the division, the Caps have to lose out to lose the division, because Islanders are currently sitting at 99 points. Caps are at 102. Both have two more games to play. So the Islanders' total they can get to is 103. The total that, so if the Caps had beaten Florida, they would have won the division. The total that, I mean, I don't know if it would have been that night. I have to go back last time the Islanders played. But the total the Caps can get to is 106. So really, all the Caps have to do, I don't know if they have the head-to-head over the Islanders. I can't remember what the first head or the first tiebreaker is, but it basically, if the Caps win on Thursday, the division's theirs. They just have to get more than 103 points.
And hopefully they can do that. It'll be kind of interesting though. I mean, I want the Caps to win on Thursday. Don't get me wrong, but if it comes down to like the last game of the season against the team also vying for the Metro and also they're coached by your old coach, I mean, that's some like Disney miracle, remember the Titans sports movie.
There is a little bit of the there's definitely a little bit of the movie atmosphere going on.
It's like Mighty Duck syndrome.
Kinda. I don't know if it's quite the same, but yeah, I get the comparison here. So yeah, it's definitely interesting the way this season has kind of unfolded, and you kind of look back at a couple of games and be like, well, if you guys hadn't really like screwed around in that game, you would have already won the division. So it's, you know, we'll see what happens in terms of these next few games, but really they only got to win one of the next two. But really, all they have to do is kind of tie the next, not even tie, they just have to get a point out of the next two, and they win the division. They need 2 points in any way, shape, or form, and they win the division. Or the Islanders have to lose one of those games, and then they win the division.
I like the fact that they still have to play for something down the stretch, because a couple years ago, we saw the Caps really run away with the regular season and almost get taken out by Toronto in the first round. I mean, I kind of feel like they had nothing to play for towards the end, and they kind of quit, and were just figuring, oh, they were going to be handed the Stanley Cup. But it's good to fight for something. And even if it's just the championship, because everyone's saying home ice advantage, home ice advantage, home ice advantage. The Caps sucked last year in the playoffs on home ice. They won the majority of their games on the road when they were at home. They didn't win very much. So I let me ask you, is home ice advantage really that big of an advantage?
It didn't appear to be. You know, we kind of thought that was a thing going into it. Everyone acts like it's a big deal, but it didn't make a difference, like you were saying, for the Caps last year. So I think every year is different. I think right now they're going up against Carolina, and hopefully they don't start the playoffs in the same way that they started the last one with 2 losses at home. So let's hope that they have learned something from that and can play better in this first go-around, be it against Carolina, Columbus, or Montreal. I don't even know if they can play Montreal.
I don't think they can play Montreal, but Montreal
the wild card thing kind of confuses me, because like Montreal can end up in the first spot in the wild card, which as you line it up should be against the Caps. Well, shouldn't they then play the Atlantic?
Right.
Because they're saying, I don't know. But either way, you know, you want to go into it playing your best hockey, and you have to think they'd be playing their best hockey at home. And their home record this season is 23-10-6. Their away record is 24-15-2.
So really, they're kind of similar. They've got 1 more win on the road, but 5 more losses, but then 4 less overtime losses on the road. So it kind of, it doesn't seem like it makes that big of a difference for this team.
Which, I mean, that might be good. It might be good that it doesn't really matter for this team, because home ice away, it doesn't really matter for them. They're just, they play their best hockey when they play their best hockey, and hopefully they can be focused and get through the next couple weeks or months, you know, like they did last year. But is there extra pressure on this team this year? I mean, last year there was so much emphasis on this team being the underdog that they weren't expected to win. On paper, this wasn't that powerful of a team. And then they won the Stanley Cup. Now that they're the champions and they're defending that championship in the playoffs, does it mean more this year than it did last year, the fact that they are the defending champs?
Yeah, when you're the defending champs, everyone wants to, not only do they want to take your title, but they want to, you know, they want to knock you down a peg. And I think the Caps saw that a bunch this season in terms of teams weren't really ever giving them a night off or an easy game. So, you know, this go-around is a little different. It's hard to repeat. The Caps never went as far as they did in the playoffs, before, you know, like they did this past season. And your legs might be a little more tired than you're used to at this point, just because you played so much more hockey last season, and you have to dig deep and just keep going as hard as you can for as long as you can.
Who do you think, with the regular season ending, who do you think has been the regular season MVP for this team?
Me. No, I'm just kidding.
You're the MVP in all our hearts.
That's true. That is true. You know, I think Braden Holtby
definitely deserves a nomination as being the team's MVP in terms of his play this season. He's kept them in games that they had no business necessarily being a part of. His season's not over yet, but currently he's got 31 wins, 19 losses, 5 overtime losses. He's got a save percentage of 0.910, GAA of 2.85, so it's not terrible. I think Ovechkin obviously is someone you're going to talk about or want to talk about in terms of being a team MVP. 51 goals, 38 assists for 89 points. He's not going to get to 100, but he's going to get, you know, pretty close, and that's still pretty freaking impressive. I think it's funny on the Caps website that you can – I'm looking at the stats right now. It says Ovechkin's got 51 points. And they look over to the right side where it has, like, the team leaders and stats, and it says Ovechkin's got 49 goals. You guys need to update your website a little better. And then I think a conversation could be had for John Carlson in terms of how he's played this season. I think he's done an amazing job. 13 goals, 51 assists for 70 points. He's a plus 21. Only 34 penalty minutes. I think Carlson definitely deserves to have the conversation be about him as well. But I think it comes down to Ovechkin and Holpe.
I got to throw Tom Wilson's name into the mix here a little bit for regular season MVP. I mean,
that's because you're in love with him.
That's not true. The dude came in late to the season after getting some dumb suspensions for being a dumb, and he kind of showed he was more than a goon. We talked about it so often. I mean, if you've listened to this show for the last couple years or so, God, this was a topic of discussion on so many episodes. But he came in. He's a top line Tom now, and he's got more goals than he had in the past seasons. He's doing more than just fighting, but he still can throw the fist when he needs to. I mean, that fight he had in Tampa Bay, woof, man, he just dominated that fight. He's sticking up for his
teammates.
Yeah,
he had enough of that, dude.
Yeah, I mean, he still can agitate, but he can also score goals. He's making smarter hits. I think maybe not MVP, maybe most improved player in the regular season. Maybe that's the way I should word his accomplishment.
I think I would get, if we're getting a little early here on our what the puckies, but I feel like I would give mine to Jacob Vrana.
Oh yeah, also great regular season.
Yeah, I think he deserves the award for most improved. But we'll get to that once the season comes to an end, hopefully in June.
But a guy who won best defenseman for our What the Puckies for me last year was Michael Kempney. And unfortunately, it looks like he's going to miss a lot of time. And he got injured a couple games ago. He was put on long-term injury reserve. And how long that might be is 4 to 6 months. What was it, a torn ACL or something?
So Kempney is, yeah, like you said, out 4 to 6 months. He had surgery on his hamstring.
Hamstring, okay.
So it looks like he'll be back sometime between August and October.
So there's a chance he might miss even training camp.
There is a chance, yeah, that he'll miss training camp as well as potentially even, I feel like, the beginning of the regular season due to that injury. So this is no joke. And it's really unfortunate that Kempney's out. And it just shows you how even better of a move it was to bring in Nick Jensen, because if you hadn't brought, and we've talked about this before on the show and I talked about it on Twitter, that Jensen bringing him in, if you don't have him, and now you're getting minutes, not only more minutes to Brooks Orpik and Christian Juice, which is not really the end of the world, but then now Jonas Singenthaler is playing every night. Whereas now with Jensen there, he can slide into your top pairing or your top two.
He's paired with Carly right now, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
And so now you have your bottom pairing of Orpik and Juice, which is, you know, you're not sitting there going, oh my God, like that worked last playoffs and hopefully it works again. So I think that the move to bring in Jensen is now huge. Now it looks, and it, what do they, I can't remember what they used. What do they spend to get him? I don't feel like it was like too much.
Well, I mean,
I'll look it up. I'm afraid to look it up on my computer. That will cause the internet to like explode.
The weird thing was when they signed him was that they gave him a 4-year deal. So we didn't even see any of his play in a Caps sweater, and he's already got a 4-year extension to his current contract. So that was the weird thing for me. But I mean,
that was a bit surprising.
But like you said, seems to be more important than ever now that Kempney's out. But it really sucks to lose Kempney. I'm very upset about that because he really did so well for the Capitals last playoff, the playoffs last year. So I don't know. It really sucks to lose him. I hate to see a player of that caliber go down. But like you said, Jensen's coming in. Are we expecting too much too fast from Jensen? I mean, to be paired with Carlson, I almost said Carl Alsner there, but to be paired with Carlson, to be the top pairing, Is it normal to expect a guy to come in at the trade deadline and already be on that top pair?
Yeah. Well, it depends. I mean, it depends on the player and who you bring in. I think if he came in right then and there and was expected to play, yes, that would have been rather difficult. But at the moment, no. I think he's had time to be on this roster, and I'm not overly concerned with him having more time now.
Yeah, I thought he's done really well. For the short amount of time he's been here, he's been pretty impressive.
He's done well. I feel like with defensemen sometimes they either stand out A because they're like a Carlson or a Mike Green in terms of they're scoring a lot of goals, or they suck, a la Jeff Schultz, where you're like, oh God, this guy's really not very good.
And so I feel like Jensen, I haven't seen like a ton of in terms of like he hasn't stood out necessarily in a negative way, and that's fine with me. He's got 5 assists in 18 games. He's a +4 penalty minutes, so he's reliable. I don't think they tell you how many minutes he averages. So he got 28 shots on net, so it's not that, you know, not too many. I think he's been fine. I think he's a steady defenseman. He can bring the puck up the ice, and that's what you want.
So what else should we talk about in Caps world? I mean, we're in a really weird spot right now because I don't want to completely just talk about the playoffs because we have a show
next week. We have no idea who they're playing.
But we don't know who they're playing, but we have only 2 games left. So it's kind of we're in this weird spot right now of, you know, do they win the Metro and when do the playoffs start?
Yeah. So, yeah, no, it's let's not jump the gun just yet. We still have time.
Do you have a preference on who they play, Columbus or Carolina?
No.
You just
think not really.
They're going to win.
Ideally, that would be good. If I had a preference, I'd like to play Ottawa. Because they're terrible.
That's true. That's
but
very
they're
true.
So bad. They're currently 32 points out of a playoff spot with 3 games to go. So they – wait a minute. 3 games and 62 points. They officially are going to be the worst team in the NHL this season. Congratulations, Eugene Melnick. You're an idiot. Yeah.
They're so really playing for that lottery.
Yeah, buddy. Other Caps news that you mentioned, the Ovechkin has hit 50 goals again. He actually had 2 in that win over Tampa Bay, which now is the 8th time in his career that he has gotten to 50 goals. And he becomes the 3rd player in the history of the National Hockey League to have 8 50-goal seasons, which is insane. And I remember people they found this tweet that I had in like, I'm going to look it up, but I think it was back in like 2013.
These aren't like James Gunn tweets, right?
No, I don't think so. So basically, hold on, I'm trying to find out specifically what I was commenting on. Okay, so Dan Steinberg of the Washington Post, he's at DC Sports Bug. He said, Pierre Maguire, this is back on January 29th of 2013. Pierre Maguire asked if he thinks Ovechkin is capable of ever scoring 50 goals in a season again. Pierre Maguire says, no, I do not. So he says he's not going to be able to do that. I responded, Pierre Maguire is a known Crosby and Canadian player enthusiast, so I'll take what he says with a grain of salt. And I've had 7 likes of that tweet, which I think most of them being in the last like week or two, which is a little weird that's happening now, but whatever. But yeah, no, that's pretty amazing. And it's just, you go back and you look at it and how lucky Caps fans are to have this once in a generation talent like Ovechkin to be on this team. And what seems like he's going to be on this team for the remainder of his career in the National Hockey League.
Yeah. I mean, he might take a year or two off pretty soon, but we'll talk about that
later. I still don't see that happening.
I think it's going to happen, but can Ovi be in the discussion now of being one of the greatest of all time?
I don't see how he wasn't before.
Like, well, I mean, he didn't have a cup up until last year. And I mean, that was always the thing, you know, order.
Yeah, well, that's stupid, by the way.
Sure. But he didn't have a gold medal. He didn't have a Stanley Cup. He won Worlds. And that was about it. So a lot of people are saying he's never going to be on like the Mount Rushmore of hockey because he's never won the Stanley Cup. But I don't know how you don't include Ovechkin in one of the greatest of all time after all of these accolades he's done on his own and winning a Stanley Cup and, you know, and potentially winning a gold medal in the next Olympics in the 2022. But he has to be. I mean, you do a Mount Rushmore of hockey, he might be up there.
I'm trying to think. He might not be top four, but he's definitely a top 10.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, that's,
he's definitely pretty close. I remember there was a piece that came out. Ovechkin says he's 658 career goals over 14 NHL seasons. He needs 237 goals to break Wayne Gretzky's streak, number of 894. Ovechkin said, I have to be healthy. I have to be in good shape. I'm going to try to do it, but you don't know what's going to happen in the future. See, that's why I kind of wonder if he's not, you know, you talk about him wanting to take time off or so he can go play in the Olympics. I think he wants that. He wants to be the all-time highest goal-scoring player, and he can't do that if he takes a year or two off.
I mean, what do you want to be, the better than Gretzky or a gold medal?
Better than Gretzky, I think, lasts longer.
That's, yeah, I mean, you're kind of a legend at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I, you know, I don't know. What do you think? What do you think? You think he's going to go? He's going to go to Russia for a year?
Yes, absolutely, I do. All right, so we'll talk about it. So Ovi's contract is coming up pretty soon. He's already won the Stanley Cup. He's already won Worlds like we're talking about. What he hasn't won is a gold medal. He didn't get to go to the Olympics last year, 2018, when they were in South Korea, and Russia won. Well, the Russian athletes or the Olympic athletes of Russia, since Russia was disqualified for doping.
Because they're a bunch of cheaters.
They cheated, yeah. So I think
they're a bunch of cheaters.
I think that what's going to happen is Ovi's contract's going to end. He's going to go play in the KHL for Dynamo for one season, and he's going to go play in the Olympics. And if the NHL says, no, you can't go, that's the loophole. He's going to get out. His contract's over. He's not going to be a part of the NHL for a year. He's going to go play in the Olympics. He's going to win his gold medal because he's going to be up against a bunch of AHLers, which, sorry, Ovi's better than them. You know, he could probably take on an entire team and still win a game because that's how good he is. So he's going to win a gold medal and then he'll come back. Will the Capitals accept him back? Will they have the rights to accept him back? I don't know how all that works.
Well, I don't think they lose his rights. But yeah, I'm afraid to look up his contract.
But Ovi's going to want that gold medal. His mom got one. He wears her number. He wears number 8 to honor his mom who won a gold medal.
That's true. I don't know. I don't see him doing that.
I don't know. We've seen.
I also saw them being allowed to go play. So I was wrong there.
We saw Kovalchuk leave and come back. I don't see what's stopping Ovi. I mean, you got to think about it too. Yeah. Ovi's got plenty of NHL years left, but does he have Olympic years left? Because at the
yes, because Russia, when you don't have the NHL guys. They're going to suck. The only reason they won is because nobody else had any NHL guys. I mean,
but you gotta
no offense to him, but the U.S.'s big player, one of the guys was Chris Bork.
Yeah, and David Leggio, a former Hershey Bear, was one of the goalies. But you got to look at it, though. In 2024 or 2022, he'll be how old? He'll be pushing 40 at that point, right? When he goes...
What year?
2022. What is he, 33 now?
He's 34. He's 33, 34, so he'll be in his...
So he'll be 30s. Like 30, 37, 38, maybe. He doesn't have many... He doesn't have another 4 years after that to go play in the Olympics.
But he'll probably still be playing in the Olympics even after he retires.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like the Capitals are going to be saying goodbye to... the captain in a couple years. He'll go play in the Olympics and he'll be back. Just like Kovalchuk, just like Jagr, you know, who went away, came back, still play hockey in the NHL. He can still beat Gretzky's record. He just might be donating a different sweater and a couple years later than some people think.
Mm-hmm. I think he stays.
I hope so. I mean, we'll see.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's all we can do at the moment, unless we go ask him.
You want to call him up? Let's call him up.
What are you doing? Hang on, let me get my phone. Alex? I didn't meet him that one time.
You did. He was so happy about it, too.
He's like, hey!
Hey, aren't you Coach Dan?
Were we doing the show at that point?
I think so.
I think we were. I can't remember, to be honest.
What else we got to talk about in Caps World?
Nothing. I think we covered it.
We got it all?
Yeah, I think so. We got Caps 2-1, clinch home ice advantage. Really, they just need to win on Thursday, and so we don't have to worry. It doesn't come down to the Islander game being like, Jesus Christ, guys. Don't screw this up. Because at that point, say the Islanders jump over them, they're up against Pittsburgh. Unless Pittsburgh gets jumped over by Carolina.
Really?
Actually, a lot of things can still change.
Yeah, I mean, very true.
Nat won't get out of here. Because Carolina still got two games to play. They can get to a total of 99 points. Pittsburgh's sitting at 97. But if they lose out, then they stay at 97. So, yeah. We'll see. We'll see. I think Columbus can... No, they can only get to 98. So if Pittsburgh wins one more game, Columbus is staying in the wild card. Columbus still might get knocked out. That would be entertaining.
Lots of stuff still up in the air. That's why it's so hard to do the show this week. We really don't know what's going to happen. But
we're like, we have no idea. All we know, look, they win one game, they win the division. That's all they got to do. But do props to Trotz and the Islanders. I mean, good Lord.
Yeah. I mean, he's a miracle worker. We see what he can do firsthand.
Especially with losing Tavares.
Yeah.
Although it's interesting because it's not a like for like. It's not quite comparable. But I was reading Arsene Wenger, who the former longtime manager of Arsenal. He was in France recently talking about his time he was there and a bunch of other things regarding European football and Arsenal itself. And he was talking about how sometimes having a star player can be make it more difficult for a team because players want to focus just on getting the, at that point, the soccer ball to that star player. And so I'm wondering if losing Tavares actually required everyone else to step up a bit more, you know, if they made some good moves in the offseason and that's why they are where they're, I mean, aside from acquiring Trotz, and that's why they're now going into the playoffs.
Well, going into the playoffs and also almost winning the division.
Yeah. I mean, they're not, you know, they're doing pretty well.
All right, well, I think that's it for what's going on in Caps world. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Down on the Farm to talk about the Hershey Bears and the South Carolina Stingrays. But before we do that, here's a word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the fuck? What the fuck? He's a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. We are here to talk Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. Coach Dan, what's going on down on the farm?
Well, in the past week, Hershey went 2-0 with wins over Providence and Bridgeport. They're currently third in the Atlantic Division with 83 points and a record of 38-24-7. Six back of second place Bridgeport. And they'll be back at it with four games before we talk again, starting on Thursday, which is at 11 a.m. for some freaking reason.
On Thursday?
I don't understand. Yeah, they have a Thursday game at 11 a.m. Maybe it's like not bring your kid to work day. I mean, I guess you could. Like,
is it
a lot of school groups might be going to the game.
Is it an empty arena game?
Nah, you know, they'll probably have a bunch of school groups. I mean, it's in Toronto, so I imagine there'll be a lot of school groups and things going. In Binghamton and Sunday in Laval? I don't know how to say it. Before coming back to the Giant Center on Tuesday against Lehigh Valley. In other Bears news, congrats are in order for newly signed prospect Joe Snively. who scored his first professional goal this past Saturday in his first professional game. He even did a little dance after he scored. It was quite nice. I don't know if you caught that. He had a little he's got some quick feet, let me put it that way. Down in South Carolina, the Stingrays went 1-1 with a win over Atlanta. They're currently fourth in the South Division with 72 points and a record of 33-31-6, tying them with Atlanta, who has played one less game, but they're only 4 points back of third place Orlando. They'll wrap up their season with two more games starting on Saturday at the North Charleston Coliseum against Atlanta. Then they go to Atlanta on Sunday. Those are two huge games for the Stingrays. That's what's going on down on the farm.
All right, that's it for what's going on down on the farm. Go Bears, go Stingrays, do your thing. Now let's go around the NHL. All right, everybody, here we go. We're going around the NHL. Lots of stuff to talk about. The season's ending. There's some front office business the NHL is also talking about. Some craziness going on up in Canada. Let's talk all about it. Coach Dan, what's going on around the NHL?
Let's start in New York, where the NHL and NHL Players Association announced that they will be sticking with the current playoff format for another year. In fines and suspension news, San Jose's Joe Thornton was fined $2,500 for high-sticking Las Vegas forward and all-around dickhead Ryan Reeves.
He deserved
it. I guess, yeah, he probably did. I guess Reeves thought it was fun because he then went and high-sticked Thornton, resulting in him getting the exact same fine. So they're both children. Detroit signed head coach Jeff Blashill to a two-year extension. He's been their head coach since June of 2015. The 2019 U.S. Women's National Team arrived in, I hope I'm saying this right because it's funny sounding, Espoo, Finland, ahead of the 2019 International Ice Hockey Federation Women's World Championship. The U.S. is the four-time defending champion. First game, for those of you who want to watch, is for the U.S. is against Finland. It's tomorrow, April 4th at 12:30 p.m. on the NHL Network. So that means I won't be watching it because I don't have the NHL Network. Let me real quick look up the other games as they're going to be happening, provided that the website wants to load. Is it Espoo? Do you know? Because that's funny.
I don't know, but I was thinking that as well.
Espoo. It's E-S-P-O-O. That's Espoo. So the U.S. plays Finland in the preliminary game on Thursday. They then play Saturday. They play Canada at 12:30 p.m. on the NHL Network. They then play Sunday against Switzerland. All these games are in Espoo. That game is also at 12. I know, I'm sorry. It's just a funny name to me. And then they play Russia on Tuesday at 9 a.m. All of those games are on the NHL Network. Quarterfinals start on the 11th. Semifinals on the 13th. The bronze and gold medal game are on Sunday the 14th. All those games, actually, the quarterfinal game says to be determined. Semifinal game will either be at 9 a.m. or 1 p.m. Bronze medal game is at 9 a.m. with a gold medal game at 1 p.m.
And finally, the Canadian Women's Hockey League announced that they will cease operations on May 1st. Now, the U.S.-based National Women's Hockey League announced that they will expand to Toronto and Montreal, two of the teams that were in the CWHL. Now, the CWHL had four teams in Canada, one in Boston, and one in China, which is quite random. So the National Women's Hockey League, or the NWHL, currently has five. NWHL kind of sounds like it would be a wrestling, like, what do they call them, a stable, I think is the terminology. The NWHL currently has five teams located in Boston, Connecticut, Buffalo, Metropolitan, which is actually based in New Jersey, and Minnesota. So they'll be moving up to seven teams, including Toronto and Montreal. I wouldn't mind having a team in D.C. That would be kind of fun. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Lyonsis own that as well. That's the news from the past week in the NHL and NWHL.
You know, we're always talking about how to bring the puck back to Baltimore. There's an opening right there. NWHL.
Were you the one that you sent me that thing about the guy, I guess, had that piece, he was, or some documentary type thing of like hockey in Baltimore?
Like, yeah, we posted that,
that's stealing our thing.
Yeah, they liked our Facebook post about it. But, you know, I was surprising. I found that video on the Baltimore Reddit page, and I shared it on our page, and I was looking through the comments on the Reddit page, and so many people actually, like, are hockey aficionados, and were like, why can't we get an ECHL team? I think that would work here. So, as much as I was saying last episode about...
That's how, what I was saying!
Yeah, how the Baltimore is a major league team, and they're not going to accept a minor league team... I don't know. I think they might be so puck hungry that they would accept a minor league team and they would support a team like that. But I don't know. If you want to be really forward thinking and you really want to show dedication to the sport, I don't know. NWHL, it's something very unique and different. You can't go to Philadelphia or Hershey or Washington for women's hockey. You'd have to come to Baltimore for it. There's your hook. That's how you get people interested. I would go to those games. 100% I would. And it's unique.
Yeah. Agreed.
So bring it here. Bring it to Baltimore. NWHL.
Bring it to Baltimore.
New
NWHL, ECHL.
All
not AHL, because I like being in Hershey.
Yeah. Skipjacks and Hershey, though, man. They used to be big-time rivals. Back when the Skipjacks were the Penguins affiliate.
That was cool. You know, but the guy who made that video, he made a good point. They do need a new stadium.
Well,
because the Rofo Arena, which is still not, that doesn't make sense since it's Rofe Farms. So it'd be Rofa. It's a dump.
Correct.
And it's kind of like fun and nostalgic, but it's a dump.
It was really good when I saw Bruce Springsteen, because Bruce is a classic artist. He's been around forever. He likes those old buildings, and that's what that building was built for. It's the right kind of acoustics for that type of concert, but you're only getting about 10,000 people into that arena. You go to D.C., you get about 17. So, I mean, it's a big difference. It's tiny. It's and it has a stage built in that won't go away. So that's like, you know, a quarter of your arena right there.
So, Brandon, it's terrible.
It's a bad arena. Believe me, that arena is terrible. They need to move it. They were planning for it many years ago, but then the recession.
Were they going to build it like Camden or something?
They were planning to build it in Canton. Then the recession hit and everything stopped and nothing was being built. And now there is a BJ's and a Target and a Harris Teeter in the area where they thought the arena was going to go. So they put in more stores and
they should just build it where they have all the other freaking stadiums. And they have Horseshoe Casino or whatever?
Yeah, the Horseshoe Casino just got built there not too long ago. But there's a reason why people don't go to the Horseshoe. Not a great neighborhood. So people don't go down there very often.
Well, by constantly bringing in more business, maybe that makes the neighborhood better.
Yeah, but in order for a business to invest, they need to know they're going to make money. And if people already aren't coming to the stuff that's there, they're not going to come down for other stuff. So it's give a little, take a little kind of the way. And it's just finding the right people that want to invest and take a chance. And that's kind of hard to find right now. But we're getting into business and how to run a city. But hey, you know what? Baltimore really doesn't have a mayor right now. So hey, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to run for mayor.
You do need one of those.
Yeah, I'm going to run for mayor since ours is already
taking on a platform of bring the ECHL to Baltimore. People are like, bring the what?
Yeah, what? Yeah, but that's going to be my platform. I'm bringing the puck back to Baltimore, and we're not going to have a mayor for like 2 years because the one we have now, she ain't coming back. Hate to tell you. If you guys are out there, you don't live in the metro area, just so you know, the mayor is corrupt. She got found out for getting hundreds of thousands of dollars put into children's books that were never printed and never delivered to schools. I think one copy was delivered somewhere, and hundreds of thousands of books just never showed up anywhere. And she was getting a little kickback for letting certain companies be the insurance carrier for the city government and stuff. So she got found out and then immediately got pneumonia and quit. So, sorry, she's gone now.
Well, that's
And the guy who's the whatever it's called, the was it ex facto mayor or something like that? He's like, I don't want this job. I'm not running for mayor in 2020. So We're doing great, guys. I think I need to put my hat into the ring. So, anything else we should cover? Or was that the show? Did we get it all?
That's the show. Let's wrap it up, man. People got to make some dinner.
All right. Well, if you want to continue the conversation or support me and want to vote for me and let me know about that, you can tweet to me at Brando Cash. We can talk all kinds of cap stuff. And my dog's knocking over my stuff. But you can follow me on Twitter at Brando Cash. Like me over there. Coach Dan, where can people follow you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan, talking all kinds of Capitals related things and people finding old tweets of mine from 6 years ago that I forgot I'd even said, but it sounds like something I would say. So I was fine. At first I was like, I didn't say that. And I was like, oh wait, it was 6 years ago. I didn't remember saying that, but I probably did. Well, saying is a relative typing, but either way, I'm also on there talking about Arsenal Football Club and how they're going to be coming over to FedEx Field this summer. I'm trying to get tickets. They're a little pricey, but I want to go. I've already seen them play at the Emirates in London. It'd be cool to see them play here as well. That's at WTP Coach Shannon. But hey, if you have enjoyed this show and are rambling, go ahead and check us out on Facebook, at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. It's where you can learn about when new shows are coming out, as well as other things related to the Washington Capitals and funny bits and videos and images that pop into Brandon's head or in his world. And Brandon's dancing with a cat. So that's facebook.com. You can't, this is great for an audio medium, buddy. facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. Brandon,
yeah.
When you're done dancing with your cat, why don't you go ahead and tell people where they can learn more about things on the Brando Cash Entertainment.
And go to BrandoCash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need about Brando Cash Entertainment and all the other podcasts that we do here. Like Coach Dan said, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. We also have a Twitter at whatthepuckpod. Like us, follow us, be the first to know when anything happens in Caps world that we decide to share. Now we do the show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcast. I hope Apple Podcast. For some reason, my Apple Podcast doesn't show any episodes anymore. But we also are available on Stitcher, TuneIn, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Vero and Twitch, anywhere you're social online. Or on your phone, say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan. I'm getting ready for the Stanley Cup Finals. I'm listening to What the Puck, and you should too. So until we talk again, we will be back before the Stanley Cup playoffs happen. There are two games left in the regular season. Caps are at home against Montreal. That game's at 7 o'clock. You can watch that on NBC Sports nationally and NBC Sports Washington locally here. And then on Saturday, April 6th, you can see them against the Islanders again in D.C. That's pretty nice. Two home games to end out the season. That's cool for the D.C. Market, and you can watch that on NBC Sports Washington. So that is pretty much it for the show this week. We will be back early next week to talk all about the Stanley Cup playoffs and how the Caps are going to fare. So, Coach Dan, it's been fun. Thanks a lot for talking to me again through the regular season. It's been a good year celebrating the Caps winning the Stanley Cup, and now we get to see them defend it in the playoffs coming soon. So that is it for the show this week. Here we go, everybody. Say it loud, say it proud. What's up, babes?
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jax. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
Let's start in New York, where the NHL and NHL Players Association announced that they will be sticking with the current playoff. Blah, blah, that was words. Let me try that again. Man, it's been a long time since we had an outtake.
Yeah, it has been.